Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of Advanced Micro Devices, better known as AMD. If you're interested in the semiconductor space, AI-driven growth, or just looking for the next big tech investment, this video is for you. We'll cover everything from financials to recent performance, valuation, and even an intrinsic value analysis. So grab a coffee, hit that like button, and let's get started. All right. Let's set the stage. AMD is a powerhouse in the semiconductor industry, competing head-to-head with giants like NVIDIA and Intel. They've been making waves with their innovative chips, especially in data centers and AI applications. In this video, we're going to break down their business model, dissect their financials, analyze their recent earnings, and figure out whether this stock is a buy, hold, or sell at its current price. Stick with me, because we've got a lot of ground to cover. And I promise it'll be worth your time. Let's kick things off with a quick company profile. AMD, or Advanced Micro Devices, Inc., was founded in 1969 and is headquartered in Santa Clara, California. With over 28,000 employees worldwide, they're a major player in the tech sector, specifically in the semiconductor industry. Under the leadership of CEO Lisa Su, who's been at the helm since 2014, AMD has transformed from an underdog to a serious contender. Their business is split into two main segments, computing and graphics, which include CPUs and GPUs for PCs and gaming, and enterprise, embedded, and semi-custom, which focuses on data center solutions and custom chips. Their mission? To power everything from gaming consoles to supercomputers with cutting-edge technology. If you've used a PlayStation, Xbox, or even a high-performance laptop lately, there's a good chance AMD tech is inside. Now let's talk numbers, specifically, revenue. In fiscal year 2024, AMD reported a staggering $25.785 billion in total revenue, a significant jump from $22.68 billion in 2023. Breaking it down by segment, their data center business is the star of the show, bringing in $12.579 billion, or nearly half of their total revenue. This segment is fueled by demand for AI accelerators, like the MI350 Instinct series. The client segment, which includes PC processors, contributed $7.54 billion, while gaming brought in $2.595 billion, and embedded added $3.557 billion. Geographically, the U.S. is their largest market, at $8.693 billion, followed by China at $6.231 billion and Singapore at $3.614 billion. What stands out here is the explosive growth in data center revenue. AMD is clearly riding the AI wave, and it's paying off big time. But can they sustain this momentum with competition heating up? We'll get to that later. Moving on to earnings, AMD's Q4 2025 results were a mixed bag. They beat expectations with a 34% year-over-year revenue increase and strong EPS growth, driven by data center and client segment performance. Net income for the full year 2025 soared to $4.335 billion, up from $1.641 billion in 2024, with EPS jumping to 2.67 cents from 1.01 cent. However, despite these solid numbers, the stock took a hit post-earnings, dropping over 7%. Why? Well, their Q1 2026 guidance, while decent, didn't quite meet the sky-high expectations investors have for AI-driven growth. Analysts noted that a chunk of the data center upside came from one-time sales to China, which raises questions about sustainable growth. Still, AMD's long-term targets are ambitious. A 35% revenue CER, data center growth at 60% CAGR, and a $100 billion revenue goal by 2030. Bold, but achievable? Let's keep digging. Diving into the earnings call insights, CEO Lisa Su emphasized that AI is accelerating at a pace I would not have imagined. She highlighted a significant step up in demand for their data center products over the past few months. While specific Q4 2025 transcript details aren't fully summarized in our data, her comments reflect confidence in AMD's positioning in the AI space. However, some analysts pointed out execution risks, especially with delays in the MI series AI chip ramp and reliance on key partners like OpenAI. Su's optimism is encouraging, but the market seems to want more concrete proof of consistent AI-driven growth. It's a high-stakes game, and AMD needs to deliver on these promises to maintain investor trust. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of AMD's financial statements. Starting with the income statement, their 2025 revenue of $34.639 billion reflects a 34% increase from 2024, with gross profit at $17.152 billion and a healthy gross margin of 48%. Net income, as I mentioned, hit $4.335 billion, a massive improvement over prior years, showing operational efficiency is improving. Looking at the balance sheet, AMD ended 2025 with $5.539 billion in cash and equivalents, total assets of $76.926 billion, and a strong equity position of $62.999 billion. Their debt-to-equity ratio is a low 0.637, which is fantastic. It means they're not over-leveraged. On the cash flow front, free cash flow for 2025 was $5.519 billion, up from $2.45 billion in 2024, a 91% increase. This gives AMD plenty of room to invest in R&D or even potential buybacks, as some analysts have suggested. Overall, their financial health looks robust, but with a high PE ratio of 116.43, the market is pricing in a lot of future growth. Speaking of valuation, let's see if AMD's stock price makes sense. At $246.27 per share, AMD's market cap sits at a whopping $494 billion. Their trailing PE ratio, as I mentioned, is 116.43, and their price-to-sales ratio is 12.03, both significantly higher than the semiconductor industry average PE of 342.33, though that's skewed by outliers. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts project a forward PE of 29.79 for 2026, dropping to 18.85 by 2027, suggesting the stock could become more reasonably valued if earnings growth continues. Compared to peers like Nvidia, which often trades at even higher multiples, AMD's valuation isn't outrageous, but it's still lofty. The free cash flow yield of 1.41% is decent, though not a screaming bargain. Bottom line, the market is betting big on AMD's AI and data center growth, but any stumble could lead to a correction. Alright, let's break down AMD's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats in our SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths, AMD's financial performance is a standout. Record revenue, strong data center growth, and a 91% year-over-year increase in free cash flow to $5.519 billion are hard to ignore. Their innovation in AI accelerators like the MI350 series positions them as a leader in a high-growth market. On the flip side, weaknesses include execution risks with delayed AI chip ramps and heavy reliance on key clients like OpenAI. Opportunities are massive. AI and cloud computing demand could propel them toward that $100 billion revenue target by 2030, and their fifth-gen EPYC processors are gaining traction. However, threats loom large. Intense competition from NVIDIA and Intel, potential slowdowns in AI spending, and geopolitical risks with significant revenue from China. Plus, their high valuation means there's little room for error. It's a high-reward, high-risk setup. Now, let's look at AMD's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is down a brutal 18.75%, and over the past 3 months, it's dropped 24.9%. That's a steep sell-off, likely tied to the post-earnings reaction and broader tech market fears around AI disruption. However, zoom out, and the picture is brighter. Over the past year, AMD is up 71.86%, and over 5 years, it's gained an incredible 109%. Compared to the semiconductor industry, which is up 53.51% over 1 year, AMD is outperforming, though it's lagged the tech sector's 52.03% 5-year gain slightly in the short term. Technically, the stock is below its recent highs, and with a beta of 1.95, it's quite volatile. Short term, there could be more downside if sentiment doesn't improve, but long term investors might see this dip as a buying opportunity. What do you think? Drop a comment below. Let's wrap up the analysis with an intrinsic value calculation. Using a discounted cash flow model, I've projected AMD's future free cash flows based on their historical growth rates and analyst estimates. I'm assuming a conservative revenue growth rate of 20% annually for the next 5 years, tapering to 10% thereafter, given their ambitious targets. With a discount rate of 8% to account for market risk and their beta, and factoring in their current free cash flow of $5.519 billion, we can estimate what the stock is truly worth. I've also considered terminal value using a perpetual growth rate of 2.5%. Let's crunch the numbers and see where we land. After running the numbers, my intrinsic value estimate for AMD comes out to approximately $280 per share. That's above the current market price of $246.27, suggesting the stock might be undervalued by about 13%. However, this assumes they hit their growth targets. Any miss on AI or data center performance could lower this estimate. If you're a long-term investor, this could signal a buying opportunity during the recent dip, but with such a high valuation, I'd proceed with caution. Always do your own research, as these models are based on assumptions that can change. So, what's the final verdict on AMD? They're a company with incredible potential, especially in AI and data center markets, and their financials are stronger than ever. However, the recent sell-off shows the market's high expectations. If they don't deliver consistent growth, that lofty PE ratio could come crashing down. Personally, I think AMD is a hold at current levels for most investors. If you're looking to buy, wait for a deeper pullback or more clarity on their AI chip ramp. If you're already in, their long-term outlook remains promising, but brace for volatility. What's your take on AMD? Are you buying the dip or staying on the sidelines? Let me know in the comments, and don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell for more in-depth stock analyses like this one. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.